Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, do we need new leaders? And if we do, how do we select them? A new book by author Charlotte Otter is We Need New Leaders. And you're very welcome to the show, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, you talk in this book, Charlotte, about reputation. Can we just talk a little bit about that in terms of reputation? In my world, reputation is something that's it's past tense. It's something that's earned. It's something that you're always working on. And it's a very volatile thing because it can go, if it's damaged in any way, it can change very quickly. So give me your own thoughts around one's reputation in business and leadership.
Yeah, sure. So I completely agree it's volatile. It's also extremely valuable. It's an intangible asset that can easily be lost. And we saw that yesterday when the internet blew up with the news of the astronomer CEO on the Jumbotron at the Coldplay concert. So a great reputation can be lost very, very quickly. It is precious to have, and it's tied up with leadership because leaders have grand ambitions, they have companies to lead, they have businesses to run, they have productivity goals to meet, and they need to inspire and engage audiences and take those audiences along with them. And if they don't build trust, which is part of a great reputation, then they're much less likely to be able to take those audiences and stakeholders with them on those journeys.
So should one, as a leader, be talking and giving a narrative of stories, behaviours, and indeed your network? Is it essential, do you think, to be a good leader that you need to always be enhancing your reputation?
I think it's absolutely essential for leaders to work on their reputation. They don't need to do it out loud. They don't need to be saying, I am working on their reputation, but it's certainly something they should be thinking about in the background. And in my research, you know, I interviewed CEOs and heads of comms, as well as emerging and established leaders, and they're all incredibly conscious of reputation and what it means. One CEO, now in his second CEO role, tells me he spends between 5 and 6 hours a week on his reputation. So that's showing up on social media, it's media interviews, but it's also his own personal social media. And he said to me, I see it as vitamins rather than aspirin. By building my reputation consciously and proactively, I am protecting my immune system or the corporate immune system against the crisis that hits in the future. By proactively working on my reputation, it's a protective measure for future crisis when and if it comes.
But is your reputation not about what others say about you rather than what you say yourself?
I think it's a combination of both. It's certainly what people say about you in the room when you're not in the room, but you can influence that by how you show up. You know, if you're a complete mystery, if you're a kind of a black hole as a leader, people are going to make up narratives about you. And we saw that again yesterday with the astronomer CEO, because there was silence from the organization for 24 hours. The whole of the internet blew up with narratives. So
yeah. So if you leave a void, I get that. If you leave a void, others will fill it.
Without a doubt in the social media age. So things have completely changed in the last 20 years. 20 years ago, leaders could afford to be silent and say whatever they like behind corporate boundaries. But that has completely changed now in social media. So I think it's up to individual leaders, whether emerging or established, to take control, find their stories, tell their stories, make sure their behaviors match their stories, you know, values that match a value to values to behavior, and then make sure they're showing up in the right networks.
So leading by example here is paramount to enhancing your reputation. In other words, and it's really where what you do and what you say differ, you can damage your reputation.
Absolutely. It's called the say-do gap. And it's where trust disappears immediately. So companies or leaders who promote extremely strong values, talk about them all the time, but behave differently, That's a short and sharp way to destroy your reputation.
And what about the link between you as an individual and your business? And again, I think the Coldplay man is bearing all this out. Like, you really are the business and the business is you.
Yes, for sure. So what came up in my research is that CEO reputation and business reputation are inextricably linked, but they are separate. And what happens is that when companies start, the founder reputation and the business reputation are completely intertwined. But the more mature companies become, and certainly once they're publicly listed, those are two separate but entwined reputations that need to be managed. And that was something that was very clear to me as a head of executive comms, in my corporate career. We managed both the business reputation and the reputations of the C-suite.
Get that in the early days of a startup, you know, the owner, the driver is the totality of the business. So I could guess you're absolutely correct when you say that, and that all the reputation lies with him or her. But as the business grows, it becomes two separate things. Get that completely. What about things like LinkedIn in terms of your reputation? Is that a place where you should be all the time updating and maybe telling your narrative through the platform that is LinkedIn? How important is that?
Yeah, LinkedIn is a super useful tool. It's the business platform. It's has nearly a billion users. So if you are a business leader, your customers are going to be there, you know, the audiences that you want to speak to. I don't necessarily think a CEO needs to be on LinkedIn daily. I think there's a way of finding, it's possible for CEOs and leaders to find a way to show up on social media that's authentic to them. And they need to work very closely with, you know, their head of comms or an executive communicator or a reputation coach like myself to work out what is the right match for them, find their stories and show up authentically. I mean, I worked with one leader who did something like, not on LinkedIn, but personally sent up to 300 videos a week as a form of his communication. So he was super comfortable with video. Somebody else may not be comfortable with video. They may prefer written posts. So it's about finding your comfort zone and then telling your stories within that.
And that comfort zone is effectively your personality, is it not?
It's completely your personality. And, you know, I think in my experience with the leaders that I work with, they usually come to me because they have this strong urge that or strong sense they need to be on LinkedIn and they're not really sure how. I think that, you know, my kids are Gen Z. They've grown up digital. They have a total comfort with social media. And folks of my generation are kind of having to learn it. But once they hit that comfort, I mean, I've seen people, you know, go from having 300 followers to 10,000 once they really hit their kind of comfort zone and find their niche of stories that they like telling.
Is it possible to enhance your reputation without using social media?
I think that if you have a very effective PR team who can get you into media interviews and get you, onto keynote stages and podiums and panels, I think that's a possibility. But it's, to me, it feels like a fatal flaw to ignore social media because it's such an incredibly useful tool for reaching the audiences you really want to reach, all your customers. You know, people buy from people. They don't buy from brands. And if you've got something to sell, you need to be talking to your potential customer.
Yeah. Any other advice then for C-suite executives in terms of building and enhancing one's reputation?
I think it's about finding those stories that feel authentic to you, working on a voice that feels authentic to you. Don't be over-polished. Don't be over-scripted. Be your unique self. That's the charm of human beings. So, you know, be a little bit flawed. Don't have perfect scripts. Show up as a human being and you're far more likely to show up as a charismatic human who other people would like to know.
Listen, it's been great talking to you, Charlotte, and that's really, really sage advice. The book is called We Need New Leaders. The author is Charlotte Otter. Thanks for joining us this morning, Charlotte.
Thank you for the invite. Take care.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.